This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue that focus today on weather and economics. 4 years ago, Central Texas went through the most devastating fires in recorded history. After that mess, local companies altered business models to adapt to what appears to be a new reality. Electricians, plumbers, home builders, and in some cases even restaurants and hotels made permanent changes. Marketplace's Andy Euler has an update from Texas.
Almost 2,000 homes were destroyed in Central Texas by a wildfire that raged for 9 days in 2011. It wasn't only people who lost their homes who took a hit. Texas doesn't have a state income tax, and there's no property tax on cars. Real estate taxes are where counties make all their money. Bastrop County lost a lot of money after the fire. A lot of those properties simply didn't exist anymore. Debbie Denny was head of the Bastrop Chamber of Commerce in 2011.
Yes, the county lost a lot of tax money after the fires, but it seems like they're trying to make up for it now.
Her son and daughter-in-law lost their house in the fire. They took the insurance money and built a bigger one. A lot of people did that and didn't think about the higher property taxes they'd end up paying on a nicer house. Donald Barron owns Texas Classic Custom Homes. He says business was slow before the fire, and then there was about a month of everyone just trying to come to grips with what had happened.
And then people started getting their preliminary checks, and then they started getting their big checks, and once they got that, it was real interesting to see them come in and kind of focus on rebuilding their home, which was the first step in rebuilding their lives.
Home builders weren't the only ones reaping some benefits from the fire. Debbie Denny ran the Chamber of Commerce, but was also in the business of selling ads for the local newspaper, the Bastrop Advertiser. She says the weeks after the fire were the best of her career.
I was affected, I hate to say it, in a positive way. I've never had so many ad sales in my life. I had 100 people waiting out the door, waiting to talk to me about getting ads in the paper. It was kind of bittersweet.
Denny was selling ads to contractors, but also to restaurants and hotels. They were full of people who lost their homes, but also federal, state, county, and city emergency workers who were brought in to help rebuild. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.